A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizwell of Cherry Hill. Erevin Pezayin, Erevin 87, pagination page 173, at the Mishnah, towards the end of a line at about midway on the page. Our case over here is called Amas Hamayim, a stream of water. Shehi Overes Bechatzar, that's going through a courtyard. So you have a brook that's coming into an enclosed area. Your normal reaction to anything that's inside an enclosed area is that it's Rishus HaYachid, and you're allowed to take water from the stream. We have a rule here, however, that because this water is connected to water outside the enclosed area, both on the incoming and on the outgoing, it's connected to that. Unless you make another mechitza of some sort to differentiate from the water inside to the water outside, this water inside the chatzar, inside the enclosed area, has a special rule of its own, and it's going to be considered a karmelis, a new rishus, independent of where you're standing, and you would not be allowed to take water from it to the yard. Now, this sounds very abstract, so let me give you an illustration, a mashal, so that we can focus. The Knollwood Brook that runs through the neighborhood, I didn't do the research, I don't know if it starts outside the enclosed area, which would be the Eruv, and I don't know if it goes to outside the area, which would be the Erev, but assuming that it does, if it has an entry point, it's not just runoff water from inside the enclosure, but it's actually coming from outside, and if it's going to outside, then this would be an example of a stream that starts outside the enclosed area, comes through the enclosed area, and goes to outside the enclosed area on the other side, draining. If the area has the rule of 10 tfachim deep and 4 wide, then it would have this status of its own entity. Let's wrap your head around this. If you just have a pond that has no entry point outside and no exit point outside, so then that pond is all part of your enclosure.
As long as it's fully within the enclosure?
We need to keep it simple in order to do the contrast. It's totally inside the enclosure. That would be an example, unless it's so big that it has the status, let's say, of a karpef, which is a different halacha. But if you had just a small little pond, a little fish pond, and you wanted to scoop out some water, wash your hands, whatever. So that's part of your enclosure. I don't care if it's 10 deep and all your issues, but it's part of your enclosure. But because it's coming in from the outside and going out to the outside, it needs its own mechitza to separate it. Now there is a machlokas, whether we're talking about the water being 10 deep or the ditch being 10 tvachim deep, which would make a phenomenal difference in the case of Knollwood Brook. Rarely is it 10 tvachim deep of water, but in terms of the depth of the trench, it's very steep. And again, you know, whether it applies or it doesn't apply, there's so many factors, but to illustrate it, at least with the bridges, let's say, that people are familiar with, it definitely has a very big slope that would be classified as that kind of depth. So let's see what the Mishnah tells us to do. Amas Hamayim Shiyoveres Bechatzar, a stream of water that's going through the yard, the enclosed area. Ein Memalim Hemenu B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to lift things out of it on Shabbos. Elohim Kein Asu L'Mechitza Gavoa Yotfachem B'Kniso V'Yetziyah, unless you made a mechitza, a wall, that's high, 10 tfachim, both when it comes in and when it goes out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosa Sha'al Gaba Titan Misha Mechitza. The general wall, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's there to enclose your area, we said it's enclosed. That wall should suffice. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Masa Ba'ama Shal Evel, there was a stream in the city called Evel, that was approved for drawing water on Shabbos. So he's saying, I know a story where they approved it. And the response was, there's so many factors. Because it didn't have the amount that we're describing to give the stream its independence, which would be 10 deep for a cross. If it doesn't have that, so then it never qualified for the problem. But they, again, argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say the regular wall would not suffice if it fell into the parameters that we described. The Gemara elaborates with a little bit of touch. So let's run through this Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Asula b'knisa v'lo atzula b'yisiyah, if they made the wall on the entry point but not on the exit, or asula b'yitziyah v'lo asula b'knisa, they did it on the exit point but not on the entry point, ein mimala meimena b'shabbos, you're not allowed to draw water from it on Shabbos. Elo im kein, unless asula mechitza yud tfachem b'yitziyah u'v'knisa, you have to do a wall both on entry and on exit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kosa sha'agaba titen misha mechitza, the wall itself should be counting as this differentiation from the water outside to the water inside. There was a stream of water going from Evel to Tzipori, one city to the other. And we remember that we used to draw water from it up Yezikanim with approval. Amrulo, and they told him, Misham Raya, that's a proof. Mishim Shalo Haisa Amuka Yutfachim Ruchava Dalid. It wasn't deep by 10 Tfachim and wide by 4 Tfachim, and therefore it didn't count as an area of its own. Again, going back to practical halacha, if you wanted to judge on something like the Knollwood Brook, so the things you would want to research, number one, entry point, is it coming from outside the enclosure? Exit point, is it going to outside the enclosure? You want to know about the depth. You want to clarify this machlokes, which involves the Chasam Sefer, a Rashba, a Ravid. You want to know, is it the depth of the water? Is it the depth of the trench? Mishneh Berurah in Bi'er Halacha, for example, asks, if you assume that it has to do with the depth of the water, what happens if it's only a temporary depth of water? Only when there's the most massive rainstorm imaginable, and it only stays like that for a day or two. So during that day or two, let's say when there's a blackout, let's say there's problems with the water supply, are you allowed to draw water from this stream? Perhaps, Bi'er Halacha writes, maybe they were never gozer, they never made this legislation of this unique situation, if it's only one day. It's not by its very nature such a thing. The Chazon Ish talks about that it has to do with the depth of the trench, and it makes no difference the depth of the water, and therefore a special rainstorm doesn't change us one way or the other. Just measure the trench, and that's what matters. And again, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the general mechitza should have worked. He tries to bring a proof from the city of Evel, and they tell him that that has to do with whether the trench met the specifications of depth and of width. But once it does, it needs its own mechitza. Yasher koach, have a great day.